Time for Morning Conversation. I welcome in from the Winnebago County Fair, the President, Tom Thompson, and the Treasurer, Sam Dugan. Guys, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
What are we, 6 weeks out?
Somehow.
Six, seven, yeah.
Six
something like that.
Six or seven, right
somehow
around
it's
there.
Come that fast. So we got to get ready.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And so the dates are July 14 through 17. And you got a lot of stuff going on. And we were talking off the air with gas being what it is. I think this is going to be a really good opportunity for people to get out and support the county fair.
Yeah, and I think as a board, I can speak for everyone and say we're really excited about the work we've done in the last year. Coming off a really great fair last year, you know, using that momentum, we're bringing some new and exciting stuff. We're trying to change things up, but bring back some popular things as well. So, yeah, we're really excited to see how everything plays out this year.
Very good. All right, let's talk about highlights. We're going to kick off on Thursday, July 14th.
Yep, Thursday, July 14th, we're going to have Johnny Home Band back. He's very popular. We love him there. And Morgan Keeker's going to open up for him, so that'll be great as well.
She's a North Iowa grad, right?
Yeah, yep.
So that'll be exciting. And then Friday?
Yeah, Friday we've got a big new attraction coming in the grandstand, Cycle Circus Live. It's actually the largest FMX freestyle show of its kind, and it's led by a daredevil named Johnny Rocket. He also brings with him a couple daredevil divas. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, action-packed, pyrotechnics, a unique show. I think haven't seen something like it at a fair in this area. So we're excited to have that. It'll be a good night.
I think you throw some comedy in there as well. So
right.
Kind of a show for everyone.
Johnny Rocket, I love it.
Yeah, and they'll do the main show on Friday night, and they'll actually do a smaller portion of their show along with a demo on Sunday. Okay. So we get a double dose of them. It'll be pretty awesome.
Okay. So we've got Friday and Sunday covered. How about Saturday?
Saturday, we bring back our Tough Truck show, which went over extremely well last year. That was our biggest night in the grandstand. We also added a couple monster trucks to it as filler entertainment, just so there's no gap in the action. So Saturday night is definitely a night to get your tickets for the grandstand.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's talk about and highlight some other activities.
We have some free grounds activities again. This is something we've been working on building the last couple years, too, to offer things for everyone during the day and before the grandstand events occur. One of the new fun things is a piano juggler. I'm kind of excited to see that. And then the high-flying pages, which Tom will talk about a little bit more.
I have a mental visual of a piano juggler.
Yeah, he doesn't actually juggle pianos. he juggles the balls, hit the piano keys, and it's I've seen, you can check him out online.
You want to watch his feet.
Yeah, he goes all the way back. He was even on Johnny Carson back in the day, so he's been doing it for a long time, yeah.
He's an old pro.
Yeah.
All right, and then the high-flying pages.
Yeah, that's a really interesting act. So it's a, you know, high-flying trapeze act. You know, so that's something that completely different for us to have. And then they also have a motorcycle globe of death.
I don't even know what that.
So they go in it's a steel globe, and they ride a motorcycle around inside the globe somehow.
And I heard there's some audience participation as well.
And they'll actually put somebody inside there and ride around.
Now, is this all going to be under a tent or?
No, it'll be out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm intrigued.
You got to come to see.
All right. And you got mechanical bull riding.
We do. We booked the mechanical bull riding, so that should be a fun time. We're still kind of working out the details, but he'll be there a couple nights.
Have a chiropractor handy.
Yeah. Yeah.
RC car racing.
Yeah, and that's so we had the same outfit. They ran our axe throwing last year. We have them bringing RC cars this year, so that'll be Sunday. That's kind of a fun thing for all ages to do. You get to race the cars yourself. So.
And they're fast little cars.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Barrel races as well.
Yeah, we're excited to bring this event. TN Productions, which is local, mm-hmm. Is bringing in a barrel race. So they're bringing in the the contestants, and then it'll be free for fairgoers to see. So that'll be exciting.
Okay. What about some popular things that are returning?
Critter Close-Ups, which was one of the most popular smaller free events last year, is coming back. So last year, I think they had 6 to 8 exotic animals. So expect the same, other than we're bringing them 2 days instead of one. And then the mini tractor pull, which was really cool, very loud, really neat to see. And then Doyle Carving, we've had him for a number of years. Mm-hmm. His chainsaw art is just amazing. So we're glad to have him back as well.
So we talked about the things that people need to purchase right now, the grandstand events. How can they go about doing that?
Keep following us on Facebook. We'll update. We will have some pre-sale tickets, and we'll be able to purchase online here eventually. Yeah, follow the website and Facebook, and then or just come to the fair and buy your tickets there. Everything's going to be affordable, and plus you get to see all that free stuff, so it's a pretty good deal.
So plan to come for a day.
Or the whole time, July 14th through the 17th. As a fair board, I know you guys are just busy all the time, meeting, making this bigger and better, and so congratulations to all of you. I know it's hard work.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, that's our motto, is kind of bigger and better, you know. And if people can, and I'm overwhelmed by the support we've had from our sponsors this year. It's really been good. It makes it a lot easier to get. I mean, this stuff costs money, and it's made it all worth it. So we kind of went with blind faith that we'd get the money and support, and we have, and I'm really happy. So
it's wonderful. Well, thank you, everybody, and thanks to you guys. And we'll be seeing you once a week up until fair time, so it's just going to fly by.
Yes, it is. It yeah.
Sam, Tom, thank you.
Thank you,
thanks,
Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Samantha Dugan and Tom Thompson from the Winnebago County Fair. I'm Mark Scar. This is KW Morning Conversation.